everybody. Welcome.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to another Crime and Sports bonus episode. Mm-hmm. We're so happy. I'm James.
I'm Jimmy.
Thank you so much for joining us. We've had a wild couple weeks on Crime and Sports, as you know. Oscar Pistorius. It's been a lot. So we are going to do a little loose thing here.
Okay.
We had the Vince McMahon steroid trial. We've had a lot on the bonus stuff. We're going to do something very silly.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody was hurt.
Yeah.
Nobody was...
Technically not illegal. I mean, it's illegal for...
Illegal, but not like it's still...
It's
like
a victimless crime.
It's a... There you go. we'll say that. It depends on what your thoughts are.
I mean, that's
are.
What they say.
And this we have to say right up front because we'll say this. Okay, there's two schools of thought here. No one was hurt. This is the Minnesota Vikings love boat scandal, right, by the way, where we'll talk about a bunch of members of the Minnesota Vikings paid a bunch of women who are, as we'll find out, just strippers from across the country,
right,
and paid them to come to this boat and have a party, and everybody there was consensual. Nothing happened against anybody's will.
Right.
That's one thing here. The crime part of this and everything is not any sort of sexual assault.
Right.
Everything that happened was completely voluntary. So that makes it where we're like, okay, you know, cool. No, there's no victims. But then someone could come in and go, well, those women are victims because they're part of prostitution and sex trafficking. But I don't think these girls are like being held against their will, or like being held up for drugs or things like these were hired women that flew in and got in limousines to come here and shit. Like,
yeah,
maybe that's a trafficker could do that, but I doubt they would just let them go on the boat.
Right.
Who the fuck knows?
With men that are probably tougher than them and could rescue these ladies at any time.
30 Minnesota Vikings? Yeah, I think they can throw two Croatian guys in the fucking, in the Lake Minnetonka and rescue the women if they felt
like
it.
They'll never see them again.
So we're hoping, the hope is all of these women are doing this voluntarily of their own volition, and it's some sort of empowering thing to them to be entertainment here. I don't know. That's what we're hoping for.
At best, all of the wives are the only ones that were upset about this.
Yes.
And not even...
And the people who own the boat.
Yeah.
So...
I'm sure.
Yeah, there's a lot of jizz.
Yeah.
So let's just say that right away. Let's go under the assumption that all of these ladies... are none of them or anything against their will.
Okay.
They're happy to be here. They're all well paid and happy to do it. And this is an empowering thing that they all want to do. Let's just assume that, because otherwise it's a way different vibe. We want to have some fun. So
it's a lot of Latvian tears.
It's a lot. So this happens back in 2005, in October of 2005.
Wow.
Seems like...
Was it that long ago?
Yeah, a lot, yeah.
It feels like 2012.
It kind of does, yeah, it does.
Feels
but
super recent.
This is basically the Dallas Cowboys White House deal, except on a boat.
On the water.
Yeah, and Dallas did this shit like every day, whereas
for years.
This was a one-time party.
Right.
Dallas, they literally rented a house in a neighborhood, a giant house, just to fucking party in.
Just to do horrible things.
And they did, oh my God, that's what Dallas did. If read the Jeff Perlman book, the fucking on the Cowboys in the 90s.
What
God
was it called?
Damn it, I have a fucking...
I forget the name of it.
It's, well, you know what? I'm going to look for it right now because it's important because it's really fucking good.
Is it
good.
A pun? It is a pun. No, it's not.
Is it a pun? I don't remember.
I don't think it is.
Let's look it up. I have it right here.
Yeah.
Sorry, this is very entertaining here. But Jeff Perlman's the same guy who did the USFL book, the Football for a Buck book. All of his are good too. The Showtime Lakers, he wrote a book on them that's really fucking interesting. But the Cowboys one is, I will find it eventually here, is what the hell's the name of the goddamn thing?
He's pretty good on Twitter too. He's just a bit I don't know.
He's very political. He
says
a lot
that's
of
what it is.
Yeah, if you don't want to hear politics, that's not your guy.
Don't get into him on
but he
Twitter,
also but he also posts a bunch of like cool old sports highlights and stuff.
Like.
So
yeah,
it's cool. Yeah, you can whether you agree.
I'm too dumb for politics, so I don't get involved in that shit. But
Showtime is the name of the Lakers one, by the way, there. This is really entertaining stuff. I apologize here, but I cannot fucking find it now.
I'm looking it up right now. If you just go to Google and just go Perlman Cowboys.
Well, I had it in my goddamn thing.
Uh-huh.
Here, Boys Will Be Boys.
There
that's
it
the
is.
It. Boys Will Be Boys.
There's a little pun.
He really hates Skip Bayless, too, which is great.
Really?
Well, Skip Bayless, back then, he talks about in the book, Skip Bayless wrote a book, because he's an asshole, on the Cowboys, and said that Troy Aikman was gay in this book.
Outright.
Tried to completely out Troy Aikman, which, you know, not to spread a rumor, but, like, I know gay people, and I've known gay people, and I knew gay guys that worked high-end service events, and they said, yeah, Troy Aikman's gay. So... that's like, you know, whatever. But if you're a reporter that doesn't know shit and has no proof, and what are you, outing the guy? Right. Like, he's not a criminal. Right. I'm going to tell everyone he sucks dick. Like, who cares? First of all, what kind of an asshole would be like, I'm going to tell everyone he's gay, even though no one wants, you know, he doesn't want nobody to know. How big of a frosty-haired twat do you have to be to do that?
Didn't Troy Aikman ask if how much it would cost to kick the shit out of him?
Yes. Like, and I will chip in, Troy.
He said if it's under $2 million, I'm going to do it.
Yeah,
and it was more than
I'll throw in a few bucks anyway. I don't have $2 million, but I'll put 50 on it, and I will cheer Troy pummeling.
I
can't stand Troy Aikman, but I would love to watch him kick the shit out of fucking Skip Bayless. So anyway, yeah, this is that deal on a boat.
Or slap the shit out of him.
Oh, that paintbrush him. Yeah. No, I want him to be hurt. Yeah. I don't want to slap and embarrass him.
I'm just saying.
You slap him at first, knock him down with a slap, and be like, oh, you're a little pussy, and then you beat the shit out of him within an inch of his life. And you make him beg for his life while you fucking dye his hair gray like it should be. That's what your head should look like, Skip. You're 65 fucking years old.
Just keep washing it.
You dumb fucking twat. It's not blonde. You're not a young taut surfer boy, you fucking jackass.
I hate when he posts pictures
fucking
of himself.
Fucking facelifted asshole. Shirtless. I hate him.
And he's got
shirtless. You motherfucker.
He's got a hernia in his chest.
You motherfucker. How dare
right
you
chest.
Post pictures of your old ass shirtless.
Lumpy.
With your frosty hair. Right. And you're like flexing. Right. Like, get the fuck out of here.
And your guts pushing through your ripped chest.
Nobody wants to see that. Not even your wife. Yeah. Put it away. No one's like, ooh, Skip Bayless is sexy.
Right.
You know, that's what
nobody's
he thinks,
ever
though.
Said that.
No.
Nobody's ever said, you know, Skip Bayless looks good for his age. Nobody's even said that.
I wish a rapist would say that. I wish a rapist would say, you know, Skip Bayless is sexy. I'm going to rape him to death.
He is
I would
hot
enjoy
for
that.
His age.
Yes, he's the only man where I wouldn't mind him being raped to death by Troy Aikman.
Right.
I think he's only because Troy deserves to do it because he fucking, you know, tried to ruin his life. So anyway. That said, let's get into the Skip Bayless.
I'd love it.
Not into Skip. No. I'm just joking. Let's get into the Minnesota Vikings love boat scandal. Now, at the time, there's a rule in football and really in all sports, and that is if you're winning, you really can do no wrong. That's the thing.
Forever.
If you're winning, things get brushed off, and the Boys Will Be Boys book is funny because that's the title even says it right there. Right. While they're doing great, they're doing all this shit. Nobody fucking cares.
Nobody cares
what they're doing until the Cowboys stop winning Super Bowls. And then all of a sudden, it's Michael Irvin's a bad guy and this one and that one. And everybody hates him.
Deion sucks.
Yeah. But before that, no, I always think they suck because they're a bunch of fucking hypocrites. Yeah. There's a bunch of guys who had giant crosses on talking about Jesus constantly that were renting a house to fucking plow women and do coke off their asses.
Hypocritical
asses.
A large portion of these men on this boat were doing the same thing, wearing huge crosses and thanking Jesus at every touchdown.
I'm sure. But the Cowboys guys were really loud about it. Like, you couldn't be on that team unless you were like a Christian, because they had a big prayer group in the beginning. It was Texas and a football team, which
praying at the
is
star
a fucking nightmare.
Game. I remember that.
It's disgusting. Yeah. Sorry, everybody, if you're into religion, but that's a little bit too much when you're, you know, you can't be part of this team. It's like, I can tackle a person. Who cares what the fuck I believe in? It's ridiculous. So anyway, this day, the Vikings are violating a major rule here. Their main problem is they're 1-3.
Right.
That's their record. So when you're 1-3, you got to be careful. You can't fuck up, because then anything you do to fuck up, they go, oh, that's why you're 1-3, because you're fucking up.
Right.
Whereas if you're winning, they go, well, not affecting what he's doing on the field. So
how do you have so much energy?
Yeah, good for them. They still put it out on the field. So it's at this time where they decide to have a party. Now, this starts with, let's just kind of kick it off in the beginning. This is this is how the first hint that maybe something was awry to the outside world, okay? At 9:20 p.m. on October 6th, a woman calls police to report something very odd. She's reporting that a big shuttle bus limousine stopped in front of her house, and seven large black men got out and urinated in her yard.
The O-line's pissing on her petunias.
And then got back in the van and drove away. So that's what she called to report. She's like, strangest thing I got to tell you. Really weird. They're like, oh, a bus. Huh? And they're like, and then seven of them, huh? They were all huge, were they? Oh, right. So, yeah, Jesus Christ. The caller said, here's a quote, quote, there was a big shuttle bus limousine that pulled up alongside of my house. And there was like seven black men who got out and stopped and peed all over my yard. So the dispatcher asked, how many? And she said, that's a lot of pee. See, it's for some, if one guy did it or two guys, it would be more believable. But seven, that sounds excessive.
And it's a specific number. It's hard to, it feels like he's trying to gather whether this is a hoax or not. How many, ma'am?
Well, then it gets worse. She said, there was like six or seven. There was a whole busload of them, but the bus driver stopped right along my house, and there were six or seven black men that got out, probably. I'd say maybe 19, 18, 19, maybe even 20. All sorts of guys got peeing out. Everywhere. That's what I mean. This
I
is
lost
the
track at seven. I just kept seeing more and more black
This is
guys.
Very confusing. Yeah. How do you dispatch this? We got a report of somewhere between 7 and 20
right.
men in a party limousine peeing on lawns. So keep an eye out for that. Like, what do you? How do you dispatch that
calling
to anybody?
Calling all cars. Somewhere between 6 and 20 empty bladdered black men.
Yeah, if you see that, seem very satisfied with themselves, comfortable. Sitting still. Yeah, it's them. So, yeah, the dispatcher asked for the plate number, and she said, never mind the plate number. They're sitting over there at Al and Alma's.
They're still there.
Yes. Now, Al and Alma's was the name of a charter cruise company that the Vikings were going to go get on their boat. Mm-hmm. So this was on the way to the party.
They were getting that so
this wasn't
smashed.
After the party.
They already had to piss.
They were on a party bus.
Yeah.
And so they were all getting shit-faced, and they said, well, I guess that's a good enough spot to piss, even though the place we're going is right across the way and they probably have bathrooms there. But no, we're going to piss in this yard, which just shows they're football players and they don't really care about, yeah. You know, they football players have a certain thing of like, well, I mean, everyone's obviously below us.
Right.
So, I mean, that's fine.
It's three
we go
more
from
minutes.
There.
I have to pee now.
No, now, not there.
The bus stopped.
Make them stop.
Let's get off.
Let's do it. So they're sitting there doing that, and they're going to be hanging out at Al and Alma's. Now, why are they having a party to begin with?
Mm-hmm.
What's the fucking purpose of this party?
What's the occasion?
Okay, you're 1-3. Are you right. celebrating being
one
mediocre?
13.
1-3 at the
oh,
at this
okay.
time. It's
all
in
right.
October. They're yep. 1-3. Are you celebrating mediocrity?
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing? Or below mediocrity?
Almost haven't won a game.
Yeah, well, what they do is, this is a team tradition to, they have a party for all the rookies on the bye week, whenever their bye week is,
okay.
they have a party for all the rookies. So this is not a scheduled party that they schedule. Whenever the league sets their bye week, that's their party week.
Right.
And it's a party for all the rookies. They usually do it in a club.
Mm-hmm.
They rent out an entire club, and they have a party with just the team. They invite strippers, and they pay for the strippers to come, or they rent out a strip club to begin with,
right.
and they do it that way.
Who pays for this?
Shitloads. All the guys chip in on it.
Oh.
Shitloads of...
It's not the rookies that have to pay for it?
They pay for it, but the guys chip in on it, too, because it's a big party. So either way, they collect $80,000 for this party.
Wow.
This is an $80,000 party, by the way.
It's not enough to get a bus with a bathroom.
That's what I'm saying. For 80 grand, though, that's a fucking hell of a party. If
yeah.
you're like, we got 80 grand to spend tonight, that's a lot, you know?
We could go nuts.
You could go crazy on that, and they do, we'll find out.
You could kill me.
Oh, 80 grand, yeah. You could be dead on that shit. We'd find you floating in the lake there. Lake Minnetonka, there's Jimmy fucking... floating face down.
Yeah.
So they hold this party for their rookies, like we said. It's usually in a club, but this time they said, let's step up the game a little bit. This
yeah.
club shit's boring.
Yeah.
Everybody a club. Who cares? We go to a club every goddamn weekend.
Make the rooks remember this.
Every night we go to a club.
Yeah.
Let's do something different. So they decide to do something different. They decide to rent two houseboats
yeah.
on Lake Minnetonka. And decide to fly in somewhere between 50 and 100 strippers.
Hell yeah.
From all over the country.
Yeah.
And these are, obviously, they have the money to pay these ladies, clearly, and they're paying them and flying them in. They are all come in limos as well, which we'll talk about, which is amazing.
Somebody's job was to search for them.
That's the thing. Yeah, it's someone.
Someone had to find them all.
Yeah, we'll hold up a sign.
Yeah.
Ladies from Northern New Jersey,
yeah.
please. So, yeah, so they do this, $80,000. First of all, we got to talk about who's the ringleader of this whole thing.
Yeah.
And it's Fred Smoot.
He's the guy.
There's fucking a disputed ringleader of this whole thing. Fred's got the money.
Yeah.
He's the one running the party. Yeah. And if you've ever seen, first of all, I found there's a little interview with Fred Smoot, which is pretty funny because he's just a ear to ear smile kind of guy.
Yeah.
Barstool Sports did a 12-minute documentary on this whole thing. It's just a quick little telling of it with a little cartoon stuff in it. Whatever. It's entertaining.
Was he the captain of the team?
I don't know. I don't think so. But he was he's a veteran player who'd been around a while.
Leads the defense.
He's a cornerback and he's loud. He loves to talk.
Yeah.
Fred's got the famous quote that this is the only thing that he's known for, really, is two thirds of the earth is covered by water. The other third's covered by Fred Smoot. That's his famous fucking thing, that he's such a good coverage corner that he could do that. So he's in charge, and he's known as a real party guy that likes to get down and likes to do shit like this. And this is his idea to rent houseboats. He's like, we got 80 grand, fuck a club. We take it out on the lake and we can do whatever the fuck we want. That shit's like another country.
National waters.
That'll be Viking land. Like, you could be a Viking.
He's brilliant. Somebody said, think of a place to hold the party, it would take me, I don't know how long, a week, 2 weeks of spitting out ideas before I got to houseboat.
I mean, that I would think of it more because I've been watching a lot of Below Deck.
Okay.
So I would think it would be like, what about a yacht?
I wouldn't get there first. I wouldn't get there for a long time.
It would take a while. But no, he knows where to party. Mm-hmm. This guy knows what's up here. So he's got $80,000 to spend on a fucking party. And Fred Smoot, Jesus Christ, his whole thing, he's just got smile on his face. In the beginning of the Barstool Sports thing interview, he describes how he's like, what do you think Vikings are, man? You go in, you pillage, you do this, and you fucking do all this shit, take the women and all this kind of shit. And so he goes, that's what we're doing, we're being Vikings. No, sir. So, he hired the boats for the cruises on Minnetonka. His agent denies this, but at the time, his agent was like, he didn't hire. He just has nothing to do. He was just there. And later on, he's like, this shit's all me. That was my idea. I fucking talked to the guy. I hired it. They used his credit card to fucking was the deposit. So he did.
Yeah.
Definitely rent the boat. He used the credit card. It's two large houseboats. I know one of them I saw, they redid everything on it, and then they renamed it Mischievous.
Oh, so, boy.
Yeah, after I think it's probably because of this here.
It would have to be.
Yeah, so he arranged strippers. By the way, he said strippers and other girls, so I mean, there's...
Some of them weren't just strippers.
Well, I mean, these might be the strippers that are more likely to be willing to participate in extracurricular activities for a couple extra bucks on the side.
Yeah.
That type of lady,
massages
we'll say.
Massages and shit.
With their vaginas.
Emphasis on
vagina massage. Yeah. So, all around the country, Atlanta, Miami, LA, New York, Texas, all over the... Basically, all the girls they could think of that were their favorites from around the country, that's who they were flying in. They said total, because some of them were local too, about 100 women total showing up in limousines. He called it like a motorcade. Like, he said it looked like the president was coming to town. That's what it looked like, because it was just a long line of limos full of
women,
scantily clad women popping out. Yeah, this is very interesting. That's what I mean. This
is why you get in, why a lot this of guys is why, get into sports.
This is why these guys decided to get brain damage for
pursue
their profession.
Career
is
this.
This right here. Hopefully a motorcade of strippers will come up to my party boat one day. That's all I can hope for.
With nothing in mind except entertaining me and having the greatest time ever, no matter what happens.
And hopefully wanting to marry me too, so they'll like me and do what I want also. So... Yeah. Smoot said, quote, you would have thought the president was moving in, is what he said. Now, there's so much that happens here. A lot of players involved, as we'll talk about. Dante Culpepper, who was the starting quarterback at the time.
Squeaky clean Dante.
Squeaky clean Dante, who was the other thing. The starting quarterback can't be involved in shit like this.
No.
A defensive tackle can be involved in shit like this. A safety can get caught with a gun.
The backup kicker.
A wide receiver can get in a bar fight. Yeah. Things like that can happen. The starting quarterback can do nothing but United Way commercials and fucking, you know... That's it. Show the league. Yeah.
Cam Newton. Whatever he does, that's the starting. You can do better than
him. Face of the team immediately. Yeah. So now the face of the team is watching a motorcade of prostitutes and strippers come down the fucking road to a lake. That's him. Bryant McKinney, who's an offensive lineman. Did he die?
I don't know.
Is he the one that died of that heart problem?
I don't know.
Who was the Viking lineman that, look that up, Jimmy, the Viking lineman that died in practice of a heart, and like,
oh my God, in practice?
In preseason, he dropped dead of a heart problem.
Sweet,
and they said,
Jesus.
It was, oh, Corey Stringer. That was Corey Stringer.
Well, hold on. Let me fucking give me a chance. Vikings lineman dies, and James, it was Corey Stringer.
Yeah, oh, Jesus, who would ever remembered that?
He was 27,
yeah,
James.
Young
he had
as
a
fuck.
Wife and kids and
brutal.
Shit. Brutal. I know all about it.
Oh, yeah. Jimmy's done a lot of research on it. So Nate Burleson, yeah, also the wide receiver. Moeldy Moore, who's got a hilarious quote later on about it.
I can't wait.
It's hilarious. Pat Williams, Ralph Brown, Jermaine Wiggins, Troy Williamson, Travis Taylor, Kevin Williams, Lance Johnstone, Mo Williams, Willie Offord. There's a
James,
bunch.
I am shocked that this team is 1-3. Those are great players.
There's a lot of great players
those
in there.
Those are all very good players.
Too bad they're too preoccupied finding places to piss in yards rather than playing. So yeah, he said that, you know, he didn't understand why he got blamed for everything when all those guys were there. Cause he's like, you know, guys like McKinney, they've been there forever.
Yeah.
He said, this is Fred Smoot, quote, you would have thought that I'd been drafted a Viking, been leading the Vikings for the last 8 years to championships because I totally got blamed for that. And this is why.
Well, that's what happens when you use your credit card.
Yeah. That's
you look like the asshole.
That's the thing. Well, he said the whole thing was, he said, quote, the thought was, quote, they thought we was going to throw it in an undisclosed place and just rent the whole place out and let nobody in. What that, well, that fell through. And so then it was like, we got to figure something else out. And that's what the,
we got to disclose the shit out of
that's
this.
What the, yeah. And he said it was a bye week. He said, quote, yeah. So they were like, all right, we sitting over there with a couple guys trying to plan it out. And here come my big mouth. Well, how about we throw it on some yachts? They were all like, well, all right, man, let's just call and let's get it ready. So they asked him, so this wasn't like a charity event. And he said, quote, no, it was a charity, actually. Yeah, we wore our pink. It was for breast cancer.
So it was October.
Because it was October. Yep. He said,
amazing.
There was a lot more pink on that boat,
oh,
too, by the
yes.
end of the night.
He wore the pink as a hat.
Oh, yeah. He said, then I made the phone call. That's why, this is what made me infamous. I make the call to the boating company, and they was like, yeah, no problem, man. Just leave us a credit card. And guess what I did? Left my credit card in my name.
Yeah.
So that's how it became me. Yeah, he said it was a party. It was like going to any other gentleman's club in the city, which I don't know about that. So he said, well, nothing went crazy. That's the whole thing about it. There was nobody else on the boat but us and the captain. And then the interviewer said, well, what about their crew? And he said, no, I can say they had the four servers they had to serving food and serving drinks. And they were like, you know, the crew. And he said, quote, one of the crew told her boyfriend he didn't like it. That's how it got out, because he told her mom.
Ah, jealous son of a bitch.
But that's the whole thing. When this first happened, I thought like there was like, you know, somebody sexually assaulted women on the boat. And
that's
like
what I've always assumed.
That's what I always thought. And that's the stigma that it has.
Yeah.
But not one of the women who were hired to be there, uh-huh. not one of them has any charges, any complaints, not one negative word. The people who complained were the crew of the boat. That's what happened.
Really?
The crew of the boat did not want to see this shit in front of them.
They didn't know this is what it was going to be.
No, and the younger boat crew people got a little freaked out, and they started telling people, and then it leaked out, and
wow.
then it goes from there.
I didn't know that.
Neither did I. That's why we do episodes on shit. Yeah,
incredible.
I didn't know either. I had no fucking idea here.
I knew it was a bad idea
based
on it being a fucking football team. You don't do shit like that. And if you do, you don't let it get out.
That's
you
the
know?
Yeah.
I didn't know it was this.
That's the fucking thing.
It was just
thing.
A lot of fun.
Well, let's talk about some of the things that happened on this boat. Well, there was a lot of sexual activity, let's just say. It turned into a fuck boat, or two fuck boats, basically. She said, you know, the guys on the team fucking these girls, and like, you know, they're going down on guys three at a time over here. Girls are fucking girls, putting on shows for guys that are throwing fucking money at them, and it's like, it's a crazy fucking scene.
It's a rap party.
It's a crazy rap video, basically.
Yeah.
It's insane. Now,
it's what Will Smith or Will Ferrell wishes he could have done in Bitches and Hoes.
Yes.
In Step Brothers.
Yeah. Now he allegedly, this is one of the alleged events that the
Boats
crew
and
said.
Hoes, not Bitches.
Boats and
Hoes.
Yeah,
what
I know what you're saying.
Sorry.
He held a double-headed dildo, Fred Smoot did, this is allegedly from the people here, and inserted it into the vaginas of two women who are lying on the floor in the lounge area who are getting it on.
Let me give you a hint.
Well, after one woman left, he continued to manipulate the dildo inside the other woman in front of the crew.
She had enough.
So that's what happened there. I guess they were making out. He got into that. So, wow, holy shit. So... He says the girl who saw it, who told her boyfriend.
Oh, this sucks for Fred Smoot.
He's got a quote. Oh, no, he loves it.
Yeah,
big smile on his face. He's like, I don't give a shit. He goes, this is what I do. He's like, I party. I like to have fun. He's like, I don't care. He said.
Some poor girls are like picking a blanket.
Well, he said I handed to the young lady.
Yeah.
He said, all I did was she asked me, can you hand that to me? And I handed it to her. That's all. The whole thing's got blown out of proportion. That's what he said.
Now there's only one of us, so now I need your hand.
Right. So the boat crew woman who said she told her boyfriend and all that, Fred said she wasn't even there.
Oh.
She said, or wasn't watching.
Yeah.
He says, quote, she didn't see anything. She just went home and bragged about it. I was just on a boat full of Vikings players and women. And so the interviewer told him, things got crazy, huh? And he said, no, they had a fun time. He was like, this was great. Everybody loved it.
Nobody's saying that you didn't enjoy it. We're saying it's fucking crazy, Fred.
It's wild.
You realize that's not the parties that everybody else goes to.
No, it's good. You should try it sometime. Blow 80 grand and bring 100 women in. He said, it's just friends chilling amongst friends, enjoying themselves. And that's all it was, man. I like I tell people, he said. So it was really overblown. He says, quote, it was overblown and overrated. I've been to more funner places in Miami and California. I've been to places that really have fun. South America, you know.
He's like,
that's crazy down there.
Boy.
Here it was nothing.
I don't want to see what happens in South America, I don't think.
Oh, God, no.
No.
Or Thailand and shit like
that. I don't want to see it, Fred.
Ping pong shows.
Wherever
and donkey
Fred
shows.
Goes, I want nothing to do with it.
Yeah, there's on Below Deck, actually, yeah. Speaking of boats, they were out by Thailand, mm-hmm. and they were walking around in Thailand, and I don't know how you say it, but it looks like fuck it in that
Phuket.
Town. There you go. Yeah. And they're walking around in there, and the chief stew there, Kate, she turns around. She goes, look at this. You don't see this in America ever. It's a donkey show literally connected to a Starbucks.
Perfect.
Isn't that wild?
Get your-
literally sharing a wall.
Enjoy,
you don't see that in America.
Enjoy a macchiato.
Yeah.
Over this Burroughs Haulers.
That's what I'm saying. There's a lot of shit that goes on here.
Throes of passion of a donkey.
Yeah. So he said it was just people being lame in Minnesota. He said, quote, it was in Minnesota. You know, cities like New York, D.C., Miami, Atlanta. This type of stuff happens every day. They don't care. But in Minnesota, they're like, ah, what are you doing? Sensibility. They're Lutheran sensibilities up there. You know, that goes.
Oh, boy.
This is fucking great. This is all sorts of different shit. This is from this interview. The Schaefer guy asks him, quote, were they regular ladies or were they paid for ladies? And he says, quote, what's the difference between regular and paid for?
You define those, sir.
He said, you pay for them at some point when you take them on dates.
That's a good point.
That's what he said. And the guy said, I'm just wondering, you stop me if I cross the line. And Smoot said, let's use the word professional. They are professional ladies. I like that.
They're fucking good, sir.
Yeah.
These weren't rookies.
These were professional ladies who knew why they were there
and
were perfectly happy to be there for that
purpose. They understood.
So the guy says, all right, so they were professional. And he says, and Fred says, quote, some. It was a lot of regular girls on there, too. Some guys brought their girlfriends. Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
I hope it was a very, obviously stable relationship, but very not brand new.
Yeah, let's...
Don't take your first date.
Don't take your girlfriend there at all.
No.
They're going to be horrified by that. And then every time you're not around them, they're going to be like, you're fucking 40 girls on a boat, aren't you? That's what's happening. Because... Why wouldn't she think that?
That's what you showed her you do.
Yeah, so, yeah, don't show your girlfriend that you do anything that you don't want. They don't want you to do when you're not around, because they will expect that that's what you do when they're not around. So he says, all right, they were professional. It was a lot of regular girls. Some guys brought their girlfriends. The interviewer, Schaefer, says, so how many girls you figure total on the boat? 20? Smoot says, let's say 100. And they were like, holy shit. So he says, the guy, interviewer says, quote, so there's probably 100 chicks on the boat. How many players? And he says, quote, Smoot says, I don't want to disclose the number. Exactly. Let's just say it was a team effort.
All of them.
This guy's great. He's fucking hilarious. I'll give him that. I really hope he fucking kills somebody or something, because he's a hilarious motherfucker. Not that I want anybody to die, but right. I want him to commit a crime so we can spend 2 hours on this guy, because I'm having a ball already with this fucking dude. He's hilarious.
It was a team effort.
Let's just say it was a team effort.
He's a single guy, obviously, yeah? Can't be married saying shit like this, right?
I think he's single at this point. Okay. But a lot of the guys were married.
Yeah.
He said, some people say they saw me. Let's just say that. I might have been there. Mm-hmm. And he was joking around. So anyway, brings them all in. There was 27 limousines and limo buses bringing the girls in, by the way. So it's way more than 50 girls, yeah. Probably. It's 100 seems...
4 in a car probably sounds about right.
Yeah, that's about right. He says, this is a quote about him, quote, these girls, of course they were strippers. Let's be honest about this. I don't like how the media tried to twist it and use the awful word of prostitute, because they're really two different things. These were working girls, and at the end of the day, one is a little more tasteful.
Oh, Fred.
He's a feminist icon, this Fred. Really, I mean, honestly, let's not use the awful word prostitute.
Can we just say sex workers? You know what? Stripper, yeah, that's a bad connotation, too.
Most people just throw out prostitute without thinking. Right. The only groups of people who say sex worker are... like, you know, people who are in with like a feminist point of view on it, or scumbag dudes who fuck prostitutes, right. One or the other. Because then it makes what they do sound less gross.
Right.
Like they're
feel
paying
better
for
about
sex.
Themselves.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's really funny that those two groups come together
and use the same
on
words.
One thing. Right. And that is, hey, with the prostitute, calm down. Those two groups agree on that one thing for very different reasons, by the way. Very different reasons.
Matter of fact, polar opposites.
Polar opposites. So
couldn't be further from each other.
One's a little more tasteful. So witnesses said that were sex acts reported by the witnesses here. Masturbation with the women mostly.
Yeah.
Oral sex, woman on man, woman on woman, toys on the middle of the floor, middle of couches, middle of the room, on tables. The cleaning crew reported finding used condoms, KY jelly, handy wipes, and wrappers for sex toys everywhere.
Good Lord.
Imagine having to clean this fucking boat.
Oh, no.
I quit. It's jizz day and I'm out. Not cleaning up that much jizz.
Walk in with a bucket and a roll of brawny and you're like, I don't have enough equipment to clean this. This boat needs a new boat.
It just,
can we sink it?
Let's sink it. Capsize this fucker. It's over.
How much you think it'll cost to clean it? How much do you think it'll cost to shoot a hole in it?
Yeah, let's just do that.
Because that's what it costs.
Where's Yosemite Sam? He's got a cannonball. Let's end this shit quickly.
What's your insurance on this thing?
Fuck. So they talk about the double-headed dildo thing that I talked about. He says, quote, who am I to deny you this? That's what he said when the girl asked him. Can you hand me that dildo? Who am I to deny a person a double-headed dildo that they want? I want to please people. Right. I'm a nice man. He says, quote, so I gently grabbed it, gave it to her, and they proceeded to entertain. That was his version of sticking a double-headed dildo in two women. Gently grabbed it, gave it to her. And they proceeded.
He didn't even have to say. He doesn't have to qualify the action with a soft motion.
No.
I gave her what she wanted.
I threw the dildo at her, hit her in the fucking forehead. I said, jam that in your twat, sweetheart. It's the same thing of what's going on.
Right.
Who cares? That's the fucking. Doesn't matter.
Have to go in your friend and grind on each other.
Yeah, come on.
You push.
So
and we'll watch.
I have the police reports here that I found copies of.
Hunted
them down.
What is the fucking charge?
Dante Richard Culpepper here. I found for one here. Now, the complaint, it's kind of the same thing. The complaint is based on, what is this here? Detective arrested. It is apparently, it's for like a lewd behavior, indecent conduct, open or gross lewdness, disorderly conduct, lewd or lascivious conduct.
Okay.
Because he did it in the presence of
people that were not being paid for this.
Exactly. Right. That weren't in on the whole, that weren't as professional as the other ladies.
I'm here to serve drinks and I did not expect this workplace to be like this.
Yeah. So the guests for the cruise arrived late with one of the boats leaving the docks at approximately 9:30 and the other boat leaving 10 or 15 minutes later. From the time the guests arrive until shortly after the boats left the dock, the staff on the boats reported that everything seemed relatively normal, except for the fact that the guests were members of the Minnesota Vikings professional football team and their guests. Mr. Smoot and Mr. Johnstone had explained earlier that the cruise was going to be an annual party put on by the rookie members of the team for the veteran members of the team. So the rookies throw a party for the veterans, but the veterans plan it to make sure it's good.
Right.
Give us your money. We'll plan the party for you. That was really for us.
P.S. This is going to happen every year.
Every single year. So the veteran of the team would be paid for by the rookie members. Totally. I thought everybody chipped in, but it's apparently just the rookies.
That sounds right.
That's right. Yeah.
I know
they take them out to dinner usually and a thing like that, and they'll run up a $120,000 bill for five guys or some shit.
Like, you two pay this.
Yeah. It'll be some fucking fourth round draft pick who makes like, you know, 280 grand a year. He's like, what?
60 grand,
this is
kid.
Half of what I made, this is what I'm going to make this year. He says, after the boats left the dock, the crew started to notice that many of the female passengers were going down into a lower restroom and changing out of their clothes that they had been wearing when they got on the boat, and they were emerging either scantily clad or nearly or naked. So
there were some that were just naked.
Hey, here's my pussy.
Yeah.
So why not? You know what I mean? So the crew members here reported that while they were cruising Lake Minnetonka, they observed a great deal of what they considered to be inappropriate sexual behavior. An employee here observed Dante Culpepper here getting a lap dance from an unidentified naked female. This occurred in the bar area of the charter boat, and during this lap dance, Mr. Culpepper placed his hands on the naked buttocks of the female dancer. Dante. The above-described behavior occurred on the waters of Lake Minnetonka within the jurisdiction of the Lake Minnetonka Conservation District. The cruise is eventually originally scheduled to last from 8:30 until 12 a.m., but because of the behavior of the guests, both charter captains agreed that they should head back to early, and the boats returned approximately 1 hour after leaving the dock.
They were only out there for an hour.
All this happened in an hour, Jimmy.
For the captains got on the radio together, were like, what's happening on your boat? Over here,
fucking.
Should we turn around? Let's turn it around.
Hour.
That's 30 minutes out, 30 minutes back, James.
That is fucking wild. That's wild.
That's how fast an NFL team can ruin a good time.
Can destroy it. Let's find out what's Fred Smoot's charge here, too. He's indecent conduct, disorderly conduct, lewd or lascivious conduct for Fred Smoot. Charges on him are employees aboard charter boat reported that they saw Fred Smoot, the defendant, holding a double-headed dildo and moving the dildo while each end was inserted into the vagina of two women who are laying on the floor near the lounge area of the charter boat. This is
he
great.
He was the seesaw.
Yeah.
He was working them both.
Yeah, he was going back. He was like, hey, look at me. I'm fucking them both.
Look at this. It's a human shake weight.
Hey,
check this out.
That's what he was doing. You know that's what he was doing.
Fucking unbelievable.
So this is great in a police report, by the way.
This is a skank weight. Look at this.
I love the fucking verbiage in a police report of this behavior is amazing. So this behavior occurred in the presence of crew members that they use initials for, and numerous other unidentified guests on the charter boat. This behavior occurred, blah, blah, blah. There's that. What is this? Public or private? Okay, those are the actual charges. Who else we got here? Bryant McKinney. Okay. He is charged with indecent conduct, open or gross lewdness, that is, disorderly conduct, and lewd or lascivious behavior. Two people here reported they saw a party that they recognized as Bryant McKinney, because he's a gigantic man.
Yeah.
Hard to miss.
Probably wearing his jersey.
Probably, yeah. Fuck yeah, you know he is. Pick up a naked woman, place her on the bar of the lounge, and commence to perform oral sex on the woman.
He's a gentleman.
Very. I was just going to say, this guy, he's being chivalrous, and you're breaking his fucking culoons over it.
He's got clothes on? That's lascivious?
I'm being fucking charged for being a gentleman.
Right.
I'm being chivalrous over here. It's literally a fucking police matter. Come on.
Chivalry's only dead because you're arresting me for it.
How's she supposed to get off when Fred jams a double-ended dildo in her unless I warm her up first? What are we fucking doing over here? Jesus Christ. So
sometimes you gotta lick it afterwards.
You gotta fucking lick it.
Trying to make you feel better.
Come on.
Poor thing.
So he's commencing oral sex on a stripper, which is, again, let's not even get into that.
Not allowed in the club.
No. This was in full view of the other guests and any crew members who were close by, including 1, 2, 3, 4 different crew members who were close by, apparently. They're all identified by initials.
Yeah.
Also reported that at different times during the evening, they saw Mr. McKinney along with 3 other identified males receiving oral sex from 4 women. The men were seated in deck chairs on the boat. They're just out on the deck. Just on the aft deck, just getting a fucking, hey, what is going on here?
I'll tell you what, if I owned a yacht, I would never leave that deck chair.
On below deck, they do some gross shit in the hot tub. Like guests, because they have like the cameras around the boat, and you'll just see this one, this guest, they were having like an old person threesome. It was fucking creepy. I was like, ugh, gross. It's like, you don't want to drink. You got to clean that whole thing. There's going to be jizz floating in it.
It's going to be salty.
It's fucking disgusting. Fucking disgusting. So, Brian McKinney. Yeah, that's his charges here. And Mo Williams as well. Mo
he's Williams. A giant lineman.
He's a running back, I think, Mo Williams, wasn't he?
Was
it Mo Williams, like number 20, I want to say?
Is that right?
Yeah, I want to say it was.
Mo Williams being like 98 and gigantic.
Oh, I want to say he's a, we're going to look this up again.
Yeah, that's got to be looked up for
sure. I think
sure,
he's a running back. I want to say he's number 20.
Who's Williams that's their lineman?
I'm sure there's a 100. There's a Williams. It's the most common
name.
You're
probably right.
This could be anybody.
Vikings. Mo Williams is Jesus Christ. He's a running back. He can't be.
What number is he?
I don't know. He's number 20.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. Ah, I got it.
Yeah, it's 20.
Fuck yeah.
How about that?
Shit,
it's
yeah.
MOE.
Yeah, MOE.
So is there a Mo Williams that's a lineman?
Mo Vaughn is a first baseman from back in the day. There's a lot of Mo's. Mo Cheeks was a basketball player. So, okay. Here is Mo Williams' deal here. Blah, 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 blah. He was present when, okay, a bunch of an employee of Alan Alma's charter boats was present on the charter boat when they saw a man she identified as Mo Williams in the area of the downstairs bathrooms receiving a lap dance, which involved the dancer dancing bare-breasted and Mr. Williams with his hands on and touching the breasts of the female partner.
Okay.
Oh, God forbid he touched titties. So he got 3 charges for that shit. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, Fred Smoot, I have to say this. There's a Reddit-like fucking, you know, post here on this whole thing, obviously. Well, Fred Smoot jumped in a while back and was saying some shit in there and, you know, commenting on the shit. And it's fucking hilarious.
Kevin Williams.
It's, well, there you go, yeah. Kevin Williams. So somebody asked, was the love boat worth it?
Fuck yeah.
And he says, quote, man, everybody asked me something about that damn boat. And you know what the crazy thing is? That party was so overrated. Story completely blown out of proportion. I don't know if I would say it's worth it, but I wouldn't change anything in my past. Doesn't give a fuck. And they say, I heard Bryant McKinney picked a girl up, put her on the bar, and ate her out on the bar. And that's overrated? You throw some crazy parties. And he says, quote, we call that running through the okra patch.
Is it?
Apparently, public oral sex on a bar is called running through the okra patch, apparently. Or that might just be the act.
Right. Is that a slang term? Like dragging your tongue through the okra?
Running through the okra patch.
Or is he saying, like, that's just run-of-the-mill shit like I did down in Alabama?
No. That he's saying going down that's on a chick is calling that. Running through the okra patch. That's what he's calling. That's all he did. He just ran through the okra patch. So think about that next time. Yeah.
Get in there. Get in the okra patch.
Oh, my God.
Well, I guess, I mean, okra kind of looks like a tongue, so that makes sense.
That makes sense, I guess.
I don't know.
So, anyway, there's a prosecutor that charged the players based on this whole... This seems like a waste of everybody's fucking time, basically.
The prosecutor?
Oh, there's an investigation and all this shit, and they have to, you know, question all these crew members. How much tax dollars is going into this?
In a way, I'm kind of happy about it, because you're looking at it from the side of the coin of if any of these girls are there against their will or something.
That's true.
Nice that they ran a quick check through it all, but let's talk to them.
That's not what they were asking,
though.
Not
try to find if these guys are fucking horrible.
They weren't asking any of those girls need help. They were asking, did any of those guys touch any of those chicks in a way that we can charge them for?
That's
all it was. Yeah. So it wasn't even a matter of trying to help anybody. Yeah. I mean, come on. This is fucking...
I guess
they want to get Vikings players.
I guess the answer is if you want to throw a boat party like this where people are eating pussy on a bar...
Get your own crew.
Own your own boat.
Yeah, own your own boat. boat or get your hire your own crew and
that's
say shit's going to get gross. So you'll be cool with that.
Wear
Here's
blinders.
An NDA.
Yeah.
That's it.
NDA.
Yeah.
And bad stuff's about to happen.
Yeah, it's
Nobody's
about to
get
gross.
Murdered and nothing's going to be illegal unless you don't want to see my dick.
I'd put some plastic down though because I'm going to get jizz everywhere.
Yeah.
It's going to be nasty.
They should have been open with the people that own the business and let them know what was going to happen.
Yeah. They were like, oh, what would they think was going to happen?
Yeah.
When we bring in 100 women and a bunch of football players, we're obviously, what do you think we're on a fucking boat for?
Yeah.
Bang these women.
But they're assuming that these people know, and then the people that run the business are assuming we're about to make 80 grand.
Exactly. We're about to make a shitload of money.
Difference of assumptions here.
Yeah. One of the prosecutors here said, the lawyer here. It would be inappropriate for me to comment on the pending charges. Let's give these men their day in court and presume they're innocent and let the system work as it should.
Mm-hmm.
So, the crew members were able to identify 17 Vikings, but basically we find out it's about 35 Vikings, literally most of the team.
It's probably, over half, right?
There's roster 50, is 53 men.
Yeah.
And they only dress 47 of those. So
it's everybody.
It's fucking, it's 80% of the goddamn team. It's most of the team here.
It's everybody whose wives didn't object or they didn't tell.
Well, there's certain people who weren't there, like Chris Cluey, the punter,
right?
Who is just, I don't know, he wasn't there, wasn't invited. He said, quote, "My wife and I were at home." This is Chris Cluey. "We saw that there was this report that the Vikings were in trouble for this boat party. We were like, why didn't we get invited to this party?"
How boring are you, Chris?
He's like, what the fuck? They had a party without me and it's on the news? That's fucked up.
It was
Dicks.
So much fun. The news covered it.
Dude, fucking assholes, right? Why weren't we invited? Quote, "A couple days later, more details came out and we're like, probably a good thing we didn't get invited to that boat party."
Oh, that's why we weren't invited.
That's probably better, yeah. They didn't expect us to be fucking running through the okra patch on the fucking main bar.
Meanwhile, they don't know that Chris Cluey and his wife are fucking crazy.
Oh, they're crazy too, yeah. But not that crazy, apparently.
Well, you know what? Maybe they were too crazy for this party.
They keep it inside.
We can't invite Chris. He'll be out there fucking
He'll be saying crazy shit.
Trying to blow us all.
Yeah. So now, Mweldy Moore said, so he was on the boat too, and he said some fucking, a reporter asked him about it. Was there sex on this thing? His response is the most... Did you ever see Reno 911 when George Lopez is Mayor Hernandez?
No.
And he's like, he just shows up and he's like, "Hello, everybody. You're going to be hearing a lot of things about, and anybody can make accusations. Anybody could with their subpoenas and they can come and you're going to hear a lot of things, man, but you're going to stick together." And he's like, got a hand bandaged up and he's like, when he leaves, he's like, "Here, hide this for me." Like, gives like a wrapped up gun to Dangle. And he's like, "This is really warm. Like, this is fired very recently," him and Junior say. It's like that sort of thing. Like, he doesn't know what to say. He's like, because, the people, they come from all over. It's not fair. The Constitution, he's just like saying shit. That's what Mweldy Moore says. He says to a reporter, like he never heard of it. He says, quote, "Sex? What are you talking about?" He says, "Is that what? Man, that's crazy."
Ah, Mweldy.
That's crazy. Sex? Again, he says, "Come on. Look, man, I'm engaged." So then he trails off. Quote, "None of that. Thing about that'll put me in trouble." That's his fucking... Let's go over that one more time. "Sex? What are you talking about? Is that what... Man, that's crazy. Sex? Man, come on. Look, man, I'm engaged, so none of that. Thing about that put me in trouble." In other words, what?
So much.
What? I don't know. What now? Who? What now? I don't know.
Sex.
I'm losing my hearing. I don't know what's happening. I have to go now.
He clearly was trying to process his answer at the same time his words were coming out of his mouth. And he was like, "Don't say that. Don't say that.
I just,
that stop.
Sex.
No. Don't.
Sex.
Not there.
Oh.
No.
No, there was no sex. Sex?
Is that?
No. Right? I mean, because I was on the... I mean... Nah, sex? Come on, man. That's fucking beautiful.
Unbelievable.
That's a man who is caught. Like, if cops said, "Did you kill someone?" and he gave an answer like that, he would be in fucking jail.
Arrested in a
immediately.
Second. Yeah.
He would have went, "Kill him. I just, man, are you, is that, come on, man, kill him? Come on, man." They'd be like, "Cuff this motherfucker. He's an idiot. He did it."
We have more questions.
We have a lot of questions. We'll do it while he's cuffed, though, because he's a moron.
They'd just start reading him his rights. Anything you say, Cannon will be held against you.
Yeah, it'll happen. Now, the problem also here is that it's not just just the local police, the FBI begin to investigate on charges of interstate prostitution.
Oh, no.
So now we're talking about that. Yeah. So that's why Smoot was very careful to say, not prostitutes, because that's a federal crime to import women for the purpose of prostitution. So, the FBI was talking about getting involved in it. Eventually, they dropped it and just kind of said, none of those women were harmed. They were all happy. None of them wanted to tell on them and whatever. So anyway, Smoot says, quote, we were a group of 20-year-olds with millions of dollars in our pockets. He was 35 years old, by the way. He was not 20. He was born in 1970. He was literally 35 years old at that point.
Me.
Yeah.
When I go, she's 33? Me too.
Yeah. A group of 20-year-olds. Yeah, when you think you're younger. I love when Jimmy thinks he's younger. What's that guy, 27? Yeah, I get that. Me too, right? What are you talking about?
I was playing video games the other night, and Emily called me, and I answered the phone. And she goes, what are you doing? I'm like, playing a video game. She goes, you're 40. I was like, yeah. I was like, I'm 39. She goes, Jimmy, you're splitting hairs over video games.
For the purpose of video games. You're fucking 40, bro.
I was like, I get it.
When a kid on the other end of your headset calls you a faggot, he says you're a faggot 40-year-old, doesn't he? He doesn't parse fucking years.
No.
That's right. Why are the kids so bad with the gay stars? But stop doing that. Not cool.
And if I beat a kid, they'll go, of course you beat me. You're 40.
You're 40.
You faggot.
Loser. So, that's wonderful. So we were a group of 20-year-olds with millions of dollars in our pockets. What do you expect us guys to do? They're going to have fun and they're going to find a little trouble.
Yeah.
Fair. So, they end up being charged formally, like we said. Now, the team was fucking pissed about this.
Yeah.
Real pissed.
Yeah.
Minnesota's a kind of conservative when it comes to that. It's not real like, you know, hey, everybody fucks in the streets. It's not, you keep, everyone's, it's nice and all that sort of shit, but everyone keeps their tits in their shirt there. It's not
Prince,
that type of place.
Prince is from Minnesota and he oozes sex so much that he doesn't have to say do it out loud.
He got all of the sexuality of the entire state of Minnesota, I believe.
And he's the only one that's allowed to do it.
Yeah, that's it.
Nobody else does it.
So the coach at the time was Mike Tice, the former tight ending coach, and he didn't want to get involved, basically, because he's the coach and he doesn't want to, like, he has to deal with these guys, so he doesn't want to be like, hey, put your dicks away, because he was a player too, so they can be like, coach, can't tell me you didn't fucking
remember
have a
your rookie party,
you didn't have some stripper parties back in the day, coach. Come on. So he says, quote, this can't be any more silver here. According to NFL rules and union contracts, there is a large difference between allegations and charges and convictions, is what he said, which is the silverest thing ever said. So until it's at any point there is a conviction of some type, if there is, I have no action to take and nothing to say. None of my fucking business.
Yeah.
Don't care. Not going to get involved.
Taking Mr. Petragallo advice.
Yeah. He then threatened to stop talking to reporters if any more questions were asked of him about that. He goes, I'll fucking walk away now. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about the game. So then the Vikings owner, though, not quite as willing to let this shit go. Mm-hmm. He was fucking pissed. Very, very pissed. Ziggy Wilf is his name. Wow. What the hell? Ziggy Wilf? What a weird name for an owner of a team. Ziggy, that guy, someone named Ziggy Wilf made hundreds of millions of dollars enough to buy a football team. Think about that.
He may have inherited it. The guy from the fucking Raiders, his haircut.
Oh, it's terrible.
That's not an owner's haircut.
No, it's not. ZYGI?
Oh,
you
really?
Can't own something if that's your name.
That's Ziggy.
Yeah, you can't own something if that's your name.
That's bizarre.
Wilf?
Ziggy?
If you turn the W upside down, his name's Ziggy Milf, which sounds like a band.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sounds like a band of like ladies in their late 30s, Ziggy Milf.
Just covers Iggy Pop songs, bunch of women who cover Iggy Pop songs.
Right. So an attorney for the team said the allegations were, quote, very disturbing.
Yeah.
And that Wilf, the owner, wouldn't allow playoff considerations to affect suspensions if he thought they were called for. Luckily, the team sucked that year, and you could have suspended everyone. It wouldn't have mattered.
Playoffs?
Playoffs?
Yeah. Playoffs?
They're 1-3. It doesn't really matter who's playing for you. You can win 1 out of 4 games.
And in 2005, you're in the same division as the Packers and the Bears, not making the playoffs.
Don't
worry,
the Bears were good and they were going to the Super Bowl the next year. He said, quote, he will do the right, ethical, and honorable thing. That's 2 weeks, if that's 2 weeks from now or 6 months from now. He's talking about the owner. Now, the owner calls a meeting the next week and fucking lays into these people.
Yeah.
I mean, this was 45 minutes of, he said, pleading, screaming, yelling. Yeah. He's embarrassed. He was fucking... He said there was no pulling punches. He just basically yelled and fucking railed on them for 45 fucking minutes about what pieces of shit they were. And he goes, it's funny because a lot of us, we know what he's talking about. He goes, there's like 10 guys in the room who have no fucking idea what the hell he's talking about. Chris Cluey, guys like that. They're looking around going, why are we getting yelled at? Like,
what happened?
I was home with my... We went to the Outback and then we came home. Like, I don't know what the fuck...
We didn't even drink booze.
I didn't even have a beer.
It was a week off.
I had some lemonade. I was driving. We had the kids with us. It was I don't know what you're talking about. It's very warm. Nice night, you know? So he calls a meeting, rips into these people. They were fucking 1-3, so that doesn't help anyway.
Yeah.
He threatened to cut players from the roster who were involved in planning the party. Unfortunately, Fred Smoot's their best fucking cornerback. They're starting quarterbacks there.
Right.
Two great offensive linemen are part of their team.
You're going to cut Dante Culpepper?
Your kick returner, Mo Williams. You got a lot of things going on here.
Yeah, Brad Johnson is
your backup. It's not going well right now. Shit, he was gone by then, I think, right? So, Smoot says, quote, this is what he told Barstool, quote, he's literally almost got tears coming from his eyes and he rips us a new one, like all of us, like to the point where his lip is shaking.
Wow.
This dude lost his motherfucking mind here. In the end, Smoot, Bryant McKinney, and Mo Williams had to pay small fines and serve minor things of community service after pleading guilty to misdemeanor charges for disturbing the peace. All charges against Dante Culpepper were dropped.
Yeah.
That was that. Smoot says, quote, we went through all this stuff for, quote, disturbing the peace. Some guys almost lost their families. Some guys even lost their jobs. Like, guys got cut. All that for disturbing the peace. I thought that shit was unbelievable. Mm-hmm. So that, everybody, is the Minnesota Vikings boat party and the Love Boat scandal. And it's just one of those things that I knew about and everybody laughs about. Yeah. Like, oh, like the Vikings on that boat. And then you laugh because you just knew there was. But I thought there was like sexual assault on the boat.
Yeah.
I thought they like, you know, I thought it was like a Chumura situation, right. Not with a underage, but I thought they had a bunch of women there. Maybe somebody got somebody a little too handsy in one of the rooms and some shit like that. Or, you know, there was a God forbid, a rape or something. Like, I thought that's what it was. But, you know, shitloads of guys, all that alcohol trapped on a boat. Mm-hmm. It's like fucking Dennis Reynolds.
Yeah.
It's because of the implication. Right. You know what I mean? It's literally what it is. It's because of the implication. So I feel like that's what this was. So to me, immediately I thought, oh no, these poor girls, something bad probably happened to
everybody
them.
Everybody together. And football players. It's just, you know, one bad apple spoils a bunch. Once an athlete got into trouble and then a few more got into trouble, now you feel like anytime that they're all together and they've got a bunch of girls together, they're doing something very nefarious.
Somebody's going to,
somebody's getting something
getting
inside
a thumb
them
in the butt that they don't want.
Unwillingly.
Mm-hmm. So that's what I always thought it was. So I feel better to know that nobody was assaulted against their will, obviously. We don't want that to ever happen.
It's hilarious. But
it's pretty crazy that everyone knows about this. Everyone knows what this is because, like, five boat employees didn't want to watch Bryant McKinney go down on a stripper.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Brooks
like
Bollinger fingering some girl from Bolivia.
Brooks Bollinger.
He was the backup QB.
I know. That's so funny.
I just Googled it. Just for that reference.
Brooks Bollinger. Holy shit. That just was a real fucking blast from the past there. I don't think Chris Carter was there either.
No, he was gone by then too.
I know. He's definitely not. Listen, everybody. I already got in trouble once in my career. I can't be doing this shit again. I'm going to be on TV, goddammit. I can't be fucking around like this. You don't see Fred Smoot on anywhere.
No.
And Fred Smoot, when you listen to him, that guy should be like a sideline guy somewhere just because he's entertaining. Like, if you go to him on the sideline, man, I was talking to this guy. He's a crazy motherfucker. He's real charismatic. He's real well-spoken. He's a crazy motherfucker.
That might be a problem, though. You know what I mean? You can't necessarily...
Well, I mean, all those guys are like, they take the crazy guy and they put him in the booth, they go, don't say fuck or say anything about anybody's tits, okay? Go. That's it. That's all they do. They stick them up in the booth and they go, all right, yeah, that's all these cornerbacks that you see and Rodney Harrison, all
they
these
get
guys
with a little bit of personality, but they're so subdued whenever they're on TV.
Well, they
like Michael Irvin is the most boring fucking.
Well, let me tell you something.
Oh,
their shoulders are very stiff.
Yeah.
And listen, when they're on defense playing the 4-3, there's an obvious move. That's, I'm talking like a third guy in the booth or something.
All right.
Like, you know, they go, oh, Johnson up to the 43. Oh, wonderful tackle by Avery, number 18. Oh, man, did you see that? Oh, man, I'll tell you right now. He came up. You see that? He thought he had a hole, and bow, he didn't have nothing. Got eaten up. I want to see that.
Yeah.
That's what I want to see. Like a player that talks. He's fucking great. He's fucking hilarious.
The problem is those guys also like to drink, and then it causes the problem. Like Joe Namath saying, I want to kiss you.
Yeah, all the time. But, you know, that would be a fucking entertaining thing, but you never see him because he's attached to this. Yeah. So you're never going to see him anywhere.
You're never going to get him on because then somebody, attached to this. For sure, it's all over. I mean, you know what? It being all over Twitter might be positive for your fucking viewing audience. You might get a bigger audience because people are like, tune into this shit.
And when they find out what actually happened, they might go, meh.
Whatever. It's no big deal.
Whatever. And it is no big deal, but it is a big deal to us.
Yeah.
Therefore, we had to do it. Obviously, this isn't enough like thing for a whole episode, but this is something that we've been asked about. I can't even tell you how many times. I've been asked to do this dozens of times. Talk about the
it's just a lot of fun, right?
Vikings boat party. And I was always wondering, how the hell do I make an episode out of that? And we do it like this.
Out of some charges that were dropped.
That's right. That's what I mean. Like, that's not really an episode.
Right.
It's one thing and, you know, just running through the okra patch. Okay, we got a lot of time left. So,
but they are charged with things that if convicted, I mean, you could serve some time for them, but not just time. It sticks with you forever because you're a registered sex offender.
Well, yeah, the lewd. I don't think those are sex registration. No, those are all misdemeanors.
Oh, okay.
This is all lewd and lascivious behavior.
Yeah.
It was that sort of
lewd
shit. It
lascivious
wasn't
behavior could be.
It wasn't indecent exposure, right. Which would be
or with a child.
With a child.
Those
or with
three
somebody
words.
Else. Yeah,
kind
yeah.
Of fuck the charge a little harder.
Anything with a child is going to be worse. What charge is better with a child? Think about it. Even like bank robbery with a child.
Right.
Why the fuck do you take your kid with you, you crazy motherfucker? They could have been killed.
Or somebody else's kid.
Yeah, anything that happens with a child, way worse. Just way fucking worse.
It really, really changes your life.
It changes everything. So keep away from children while committing crime.
Right.
Don't run through the okra patch.
Yeah.
And enjoy.
Or do. Be a
or
gentleman.
Do. Yeah, be a fucking gentleman. But at least, especially if you're going to use the double-headed dildo, obviously, run
you
through the okra patch.
Better.
But make sure there's no boat employees around. Let's just put it that way. And that said, everybody, thank you for checking out our episode. And of course, thank you for everything you do for us on Patreon. We really, really appreciate, honestly, everything you do for us. Thank you so much, everybody. Have a good one.
Bye.